And now it's time for Your Career with Mike Palumbo. If you'd like to talk to Mike about your career situation, call 323-580-5738. Now, here's your host, Mike Palumbo.
How to build a resume. How do you build a resume? Well, first of all, there are a lot of reasons to keep your resume updated, but probably the most important is your noggin, your memory. Okay. In my business as a professional recruiter, it's always amazing to me how many people don't keep their resumes updated, their CVs, all right, their resumes. If your resume isn't updated, do it now.
Well, Mike, I have LinkedIn and stuff like that.
No. Get your resume updated along with LinkedIn. LinkedIn. Give me a break. LinkedIn's not – don't get me started with that. But anyway, so update your resume. Do it now. You never know when someone might ask you for it. And having it updated will save you a lot of time and heartache down the road. What heartache are you talking about? Trying to remember everything in your past. It's a pain. When I recruit people, I could tell if they don't have an updated resume because they're like – I'll try to get that to you. Well, can you go to my LinkedIn page? No, I cannot. I need you to send me a resume. So, but I can tell when they don't have one updated, you see, because they're a pain to put together. They're a pain to put together, aren't they? And now with a lot of companies having internet job applications asking you specifically what date you did what, it can be really aggravating if you don't have all this information at your fingertips, readily available. Well, we need to hear the dates. These online job applications can be a major pain, as you know. I know you know this. It's hard to remember the exact dates of employment, the exact time you graduated, if it's been a while, right? I think it was March of 89, March, I don't know. About to put a day, I'll just fudge it. You can fudge it. Some of these applications, you can't fudge things. But it could come back and bite you, so be careful. Yeah, but just to get to the process of the job application, you can fudge it a little bit just to kind of move it along. But just keep your – the main reason why you want to keep your resume updated is your memory, okay? Is your memory. So all those great dates you did and accomplished, all those great things, okay? How are you going to remember all that stuff? Well, keep your resume updated. So you'll keep that – all right, handy. So when you're building a resume, the first thing I want you to do before we get to that is keep your, if you have a resume, keep it updated and keep it updated with all your latest, greatest accomplishments. They're a pain to put together, I know. And a lot of companies with these job applications want to know specifics. So just keep it updated. It will save you a lot of aggravation. Now, when you're building your resume, how do you build a resume? Well, think of your resume as a biographical account of your professional background. All right, that's what you need to think of it as. Don't get all sweaty palms and sweat this out, people. It's basically a biographical account of your professional background. When you keep good records of your professional and personal accomplishments, it makes it a lot easier to remember the things later, especially years later. I recruit people that have jobs, they've been in jobs 15, 20 years. It's impossible for them to remember that great project they had 8 years ago. They can kind of remember, but they don't remember the details. They don't remember. And so it's a lot of pain. So, but basically, it's a biographical account of your professional background. I have drafted a lot of resumes or biographical information on myself, and I always forget things. It happens. If it happens to you, it will be as years go by, basically. You know, if it's happening to you, it's just because years have gone by and you can't remember. It's just impossible to remember everything. So, but think of your resume basically as a personal bio, biographical information on you. Okay, if you think about that, it will help you keep everything in perspective. It's basically a biographical, informational bio, whatever you will, of your background. Basically, you're keeping a record of who you are and what you've done and what you currently are doing and what you're currently doing, okay? So who are you? What have you done? What are you currently doing? It's who you are, basically. That resume is who you are. And I have news for you. If it's not on there, these HR and recruiters won't know you did it. Okay? And don't let them hunt for these things. You can call it a journal, a bio, a diary, whatever works for you. The main thing is, it's not in a resume format. You want to use a chronological account of who you are. A bio, basically. I like to call it a biographical sketch on your background, but basically to build a resume, it's basically reverse order, right? So latest or the current information back. Sometimes I get resumes that have, it goes the wrong way, right? So you want to have the first information, where you've worked, what have you done, blah, 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 blah. And your previous job, where did you work, what did you do, what's your title, what have you done, blah, 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 blah. I like to know, where did you work and what did you do? That's it. Okay, what did you work? What did you do? Where did you work? What did you do? Put the city, put the state. A lot of times people leave that out. I'm like, where does this company, what does this guy do? What does this person do? Okay, but it'll ease your mind if you think of it as a bio. Just keep a diary and a bio of everything you've done. And so when you put together your resume, you can remember everything. Now, a lot of people say, well, how many pages, Mike? How many pages? Look, one page for newbies, two or three pages for senior people. Anything beyond that is unnecessary, really. You can get some CEO executive bios or resumes that are 10 pages long. The more senior you are, the more it plays a role. The number of information, the more things you've done. You know, you've started and built companies from the scratch 10 times. And there's going to be a lot of information there that you want to share, right? But basically one page for newbies. 2 to 3 pages for a little more senior person. When you keep this information on yourself current, it will help you when it comes to time to draft the resume, right? I'm talking about all this stuff. And make sure you do not send generic resumes out. We talk about this all the time. Make sure you send custom-tailored resumes to each company, not generic, one size fits all. If you start keeping this bio on yourself and updating it with accurate information when it comes time to draft your actual resume, you can just use that information you need for that specific job and where to apply to. Makes it a lot easier. So when you do an online, most things are online now. So the bio I want to keep on yourself is just what I said. Where did you work? What did you do? Any accomplishments? Education? Years you graduated? Years that you worked those places? The cities and state? And just keep it a rolling tab, and so when you're filling out these job applications, it's a lot easier. But a lot of times they'll ask you to upload a resume too. So that's the other reason why you keep a resume. As far as the format, I really don't care what it looks like. I personally don't. As a professional, 18 plus years in the business, I don't care. But obviously, you want to, if you're a newbie, a new graduate, you want to emphasize your education and what you've done. Okay, first. And then go down because you just don't have a lot of experience. The more experienced you are, slap the education on the bottom because it just doesn't matter at that point. It's more the further and further you get away from your years of college, it's more of what have you done. So as far as like fancy, how to type and what kind of font to use, and all, I really don't care about that. Some people may. I don't. So I just want to know, what have you done? What did you do? What have you done? What did you do? If you want to put an objective on there at the top, just put on there, basically mimic the ad that you're applying to. So, and we've talked about that before. So if they're looking for somebody that's going to head up a regional division, your objective is to join a company where you can head up a regional division. Okay, basically. That's why you custom tailor these resumes to each position you're filling out. You have to, okay? So if you start keeping this bio on yourself with updated and accurate information, when it comes time to draft your resume, you can use that information, that diary, whatever you want to call it, basically when you're putting together your resume. And it makes it a lot easier. Am I making sense tonight? I hope so. I hope this helps all of you out there with this issue. Good luck to each and every one of you. For more career tips, go to professionalcareeradvice.com. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Career with Mike Palumbo, a presentation of the Career Radio Network.